So this question, very high yield for USMLE Step 1. As I've talked about before, it's not our opinion that matters as far as what's high yield. It's what shows up repeatedly on the NBME exams that does. Now here we have a young adult who has dry cough, low-grade fever, diffuse crackles. This chest x-ray is showing us mycoplasma pneumonia, all right? Now, when you have a young adult who has a fever and has some sort of lung pathology, obviously pneumonia is what's going to come to the forefront of our differential diagnoses. However, it's the diffuse nature that makes us think atypical pneumonia, okay? Atypical pneumonias like mycoplasma, chlamydia, legionella, even viral pneumonias, bilateral, usually, okay? Whereas strep pneumo, staph aureus tend to be lobar pneumonias. Can you get atypical pneumonias that are lobar? Yes, but they'll give you other descriptors, okay? Such as mycoplasma can present with cold agglutinins, so that's IgM antibodies against RBCs. That's called a cold autoimmune hemolytic anemia, okay? So that's one descriptor. They could tell you this 23-year-old guy has a patchy infiltrate in one of the lobes, but cold agglutinins are positive. That's also mycoplasma. Or if they just give you a non-specific, otherwise vague presentation of just a bilateral pneumonia in a young adult, mycoplasma is way more common as the atypical pneumonia than legionella, chlamydia, etc. Okay, but for starters, we're thinking this is mycoplasma. Not making conclusions, but we're thinking mycoplasma. And the chest x-ray is just showing us a bilateral patchy picture here. Okay, so we continue reading. This causal organism can pass through a 0.45 micrometer filter, whereas gram-negative rods can't. You're probably like, what the fuck? Just relax, okay? We'll just dissect this. Now, if we consider what could differentiate this organism from gram-negative rods, why can gram-negative rods not pass through a filter, but this organism can? We were thinking about mycoplasma, and you say, well, how is mycoplasma unique structurally? And it's that it lacks a cell wall. Okay, it doesn't have a cell wall. And so peptidoglycan is our answer here, because peptidoglycan is a main constituent of bacterial cell walls. Gram-negative bacteria do have peptidoglycan, just a small amount. Okay, so gram-negative bacteria have an inner membrane, an inner cell membrane. They've got a thin layer of peptidoglycan cell wall, and then they have an outer membrane. That's gram-negative bacteria. Gram-positive bacteria will have their outer membrane and then just a thick-ass peptidoglycan cell wall, okay? They don't have an outer membrane. But regardless, gram-negative bacteria still have peptidoglycan. Mycoplasma do not have any peptidoglycan. So this is really, really high yield. Not my opinion. It's what shows up in the NBME exams. And they'll ask a variation of this question as well. They'll say, like, 23-year-old dude, pretty much the same question. And then they'll say he was given amoxicillin, which is a weird treatment for pneumonia anyway, by the way, but I've just seen that. They'll say, like, he was given amoxicillin, it didn't work. Why didn't it work? And then the answer is, like, the organism lacks peptidoglycan, which is mycoplasma. Okay, so that's another variation of this question. But they'll mention the filter, okay? They don't say mycoplasma can pass through the filter, but gram positives can't. The reason they don't say that, or just simply all bacteria can't, because we need to differentiate from gram negatives. If you look at the answer here, the other answers here, choice D, lipotechoic acid, you say, no idea what that means. That is a main constituent, or I shouldn't say main constituent. It is a significant constituent of gram positive cell walls. Okay, so if you were to Google lipotechoic acid, it'll say right there, it's a significant component of gram-positive cell walls. So this just refers to gram-positive bacteria, which doesn't relate to our question here. We were differentiating from gram-negative, so we can just eliminate that. Dipicolinic acid, choice C, interesting distractor. Some students may have heard that before, and they're like, oh, wow, dipicolinic acid, but it's just, it's wrong. It's a protein that enables bacterial spores like Clostridia and like Bacillus cereus, okay? Like the Bacillus and the Clostridium, okay? These two genuses. have dipicolinic acid in their bacterial spores that enable them to be heat resistant. All right, but it's just not our answer here. It's not related. And then I was sort of just an asshole for choices A and B, where if you know it's wrong, capsule polysaccharide, capsular protein. But I figured if I put two similar answers, students might jump on that. That's just how USMLE questions are sometimes. But I can point out for some value that Bacillus anthracis is the only bacterium that has a protein capsule. Okay, it's a poly-D glutamic acid capsule that allows Bacillus anthracis, which causes anthrax, to live on the hides, the dry hides of sheep. Okay, it's called wool sorter's disease. And then if you're not Bacillus anthracis and you have a capsule as a bacterium, it's going to be polysaccharides such as Haemophilus influenza type B as a polysaccharide capsule, Neisseria meningitidis, and also Strep pneumo, which tangentially, those organisms with capsules, that's why you need vaccines against them if you have splenectomy or autosplenectomy such as in sickle cell. So coming back to this question, short recapitulation, trying to be concise here, is just mycoplasma causes walking pneumonia. It's a bilateral pneumonia where it'll be a young adult who seems otherwise fine, otherwise healthy, but then has a chest x-ray showing a bilateral diffuse picture. And you need to know mycoplasma lacks a cell wall, therefore it lacks peptidoglycan. And that's also a reason why beta-lactams would not be effective against mycoplasma. When we're treating this, empiric therapy for mycoplasma pneumonia is azithromycin, a macrolide, 50S ribosomal subinhibitor. I don't want to get too step two-ish. It's not that I couldn't. There's no reason I couldn't. Why not? But you should just be mindful that macrolides, like such as azithromycin, are classic empiric treatment for pneumonias. Okay, they will work against azithromycin will work against strep pneumo as well, but macrolides are effective against gram. Are effective against the atypicals. So Legionella, Chlamydia, Mycoplasma are considered neither gram-positive nor gram-negative, okay? If we had to characterize, we would say lean gram-negative, but once again, they don't have that, they don't have the double cell membrane and the peptidoglycan cell wall, so it's not correct to say they're gram-negative or gram-positive. They're just in their own unique category. That's why they're atypical. So that's it for this question, okay? I'll make more clips. If you liked this, subscribe to my channel, and I appreciate your time. That's it.